there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Welcome to Life Questions, and we're really thinking about the question, why do people write hymns? And within a sub-series, the story behind. And I'm thinking today of the hymn, My Jesus, I Love Thee. Now, a lot of hymns were written by older people, and therefore they have something of maturity in them and something of a breadth of understanding and experience in Christian life. The hymn or the song, My Jesus, I Love Thee, is a sweet expression of love for the Saviour that seems to flow directly from an experience of the great love the person has for the one who died on the cross for Jesus. The amazing thing is that this hymn wasn't written by an older person. It was written by a young man called William Ralph Featherston when he was a teenager and he'd recently got saved. Now, not a lot is known about Featherston, except that he attended a Methodist church in Montreal, that he was young when he wrote the poem, he was between 12 and 16 years old, and that he died at the age of 27, so he died very, very young. Isn't that amazing? Here's a young man and he's got devotion for the Lord Jesus and his life is going to be short. There have been other people like that, haven't there? If you think about people like Jim Elliot, for instance, famous man, and he died young, and he burned with a passion for Christ. And it is interesting to see those who have had a great passion for Christ, and maybe they burned with passion because God knew they wouldn't have long to serve him. One story about him and about how the poem became public is that Featherstone mailed it to his aunt in Los Angeles, Angela's, who upon reading it quickly sought its publication. It wasn't until several years after Featherstone's death that Adoniram Judah Gordon, the founder of Gordon College and Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary, added a melody and published it in his book of hymns, thus forever transforming this poem to a song. It's interesting again how many hymns started off just as poems and then a talented person who was a musician came along and added a song to it. You know, as you consider the words of the poem, it's clear to see why Gordon deemed it worthy of wider attention. You know, the song's words declare intimacy with the Lord Jesus. They express the assurance of salvation. They celebrate the gospel and the delight in the loveliness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they have a resolve to praise the Lord Jesus Christ through all the circumstances of life. I want you to listen to the words of this hymn as I draw our short recording to a conclusion today. My Jesus, I love thee, I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Saviour art thou. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. I love thee because thou hast first loved me and purchased my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love thee for wearing the thorns on thy brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. I love thee in life, I will love thee in death, and praise thee as long as thou lendest me breath, and say when the death dew lies cold on my brow, if ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. Now here's the last verse, he's thinking about heaven. In mansions of glory and endless delight, I'll ever adore thee in heaven so bright. I'll sing with the glittering crown on my brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. I love to read the prayers of the Bible because they give us a great insight into that person's understanding of what God is like and of how God works. I also think it's great to read the hymns that we sing and to ponder the words. Think of these bits of the hymn we've just read. He talked about my gracious Redeemer. He knew the one who paid the price was a person. He talks about he purchased my pardon. He talks about life and death and eternity. He grasped and understood there was more to life than the present. May God help us to grasp that and to worship the one who can save us and who died to forgive us and who rose from the dead, who lives in heaven, and he's worthy of our worship and our praise. You have been listening to Stephen Baker on a Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. More information and contact details can be found on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk. Thanks for listening. Come again soon.